Thursday, and it's time for us to talk to our retirement expert, Nan Lesnick, here on Power Talk Radio, 1460 and 101 FM. Good morning, Nan.
Good morning, Mark.
So I understand today's topic is switching benefits as it pertains to Social Security. What do we need to know? What do we need to know about switching benefits?
Well, the most important point of this is sometimes people get, quote, advice, unquote, from the people who work at the Social Security Administration. While it may be accurate information, it's not advice, and it may be shortchanging the claimant, our client, and they may actually have a lesser benefit by following the advice, what they think is the advice of the Social Security worker.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I tell people, and I don't mean this maliciously, but they feel as though getting you the benefit as quickly as possible is the goal, and that's not necessarily the goal. To get the best benefit as quickly as possible is what we're wanting to do. So when I came across this article, I thought it would be very advantageous for us to talk about this and help people understand how complex this can be. So I'm not going to get into the example today. We'll do that on the Saturday show because it's a bit more complicated than we can cover in this short time. But here's the important thing. We really suggest that people start the claiming process for their Social Security benefit online. If you do that and make that initial request online, then the Social Security office will follow up with you and tell you what else is needed. But we found that when clients go into the Social Security office with a calculator report laying out their multiple claiming strategies, sometimes the workers get confused.
Right.
And they may just say, well, you can't do that. So we find instead, if you start the claim online, you are actually going to have success in the strategy that's been recommended. And by the way, what we're talking about here is strategies that we, as advisors at Lesnick Company, put together with people using our Social Security claiming software.
Nan, one question, let me ask you this. One question I know that a lot of our listeners would have that are approaching retirement, and that is, how soon before the age of retirement should I begin the claiming process?
Well, that's a very interesting question. A few months before, 2 or 3 months is what they will tell you to do.
Mm-hmm.
However, we feel as though you need to be not more than about 45 days out. And the reason for that is the opportunity to make an error and claim early. And, you know, claiming at 65 versus 66, if that's your full retirement age, can mean the difference of, shall we say, several dollars per month times 12 times the number of years you're going to live. Sometimes we're talking about this meaning a change of $20,000-$30,000
mm-hmm.
over a lifetime. So we want to be sure that this gets done properly.
All right. We'll talk more about this on the Saturday program with Nan Lesnick. Reach her at her office in Monterey, 831-656-0236. Online, lesnickcompany.com. Thank you, Nan.
Thank you, Mark.